the Swan River Valley, you see the signs everywhere. No moose hunting. This has been a fact for well over a decade now. And many say climate change, over-harvesting, logging in this region has contributed to the loss of moose and other animals, even plants. Richard and Julie with you this Wednesday afternoon. I spent time with members of the Pine Creek First Nation. There are about 700 off-reserve, 300 on-reserve. That reserve land is north of Swan River, but the ancestral land base is much larger. And we've spent a lot of time talking about reconciliation on CJOB, a lot of talk. The people there that I talk to, well, they want, and they're taking action.
We're losing our tradition of our moose hunts and stuff like that.
Pine Creek First Nation member John Napiew remembers walking through the Duck Mountains as a kid.
Yes, I remember picking berries here, and well, my dad bring me out hunting, and you know, it was like the moose were all over the place, and you'd hunt and get a moose and take it home for the family.
Mind you, don't let them bite you.
We are north of Roblin, near the Saskatchewan border. Duck Mountain is the only provincial park in Manitoba, one of only two in Canada that allows logging. The broad valleys, the ponds, the lakes, a climate ideal for forest growth. On this August day, Napiew is showing me the land. You can smell the fresh tree cuts.
It's changed a lot. A lot of logging. Roads are blocked from us going into some of the places we used to hunt. So, and a lot of open area, and it's changed a lot.
There are makeshift roads, heavy equipment parked in piles and piles and piles of trees. It's not clear-cutting, but almost. A few trees are spared in what is an area that takes us almost half an hour to walk through.
Picture this like the way it was before the logging. Like, it would, you know, you would feel welcome here, you would feel at home, you would feel a sense of you know, belonging. Now you feel like you're like in a trespasser. You feel like you're an imposter, right? That's the tragedy of all this.
Jeremy McKay is a policy advisor with Pine Creek.
This is the ancestral lands of Pine Creek First Nation, and we share these lands with our neighboring First Nations. One of them being close by here, Tutanauzee Bing, or today known as Valley River First Nation.
Pine Creek has launched a massive statement of claim against the Manitoba government and the U.S.-based firm Louisiana Pacific. The lawsuit alleges Manitoba has failed to fulfill its constitutional obligations to protect the treaty rights and has handed Louisiana Pacific timber rights without consultation and has essentially allowed the firm to do this since 2006 without an approved long-term forest management plan.
Industrialization of our traditional territory, some of our land users and our hunters in our community are saying that they feel a sense of intimidation coming out here hunting when they see big logging roads or big semi-trucks hauling logs or big cut blocks like where we're standing in right now. So that's one of the problems we face here.
For about 25 years now, Louisiana Pacific has been the big employer in the Swan River Valley. Successive Manitoba governments, both NDP and Progressive Conservatives, have allowed the firm to log the Duck to the south of Swan River and the Porcupine Hills to the north without long-term plans.
Sometimes we feel like we're standing on our own. On one side of us, we have a company who's obviously motivated by profit. And then on the other side of us, we have a province who's motivated to continue the operations of Louisiana Pacific. And then us as the First Nation, we're sort of saying, well, hold on a second here. We want to ensure that we're making decisions based on the best and objective and most current science that's available. And we want to ensure that the activities that are happening here are being conducted in the most sustainable way. So that's our primary interest. We've taken steps, including the litigation, to try and protect our interests in that way.
And that litigation, Jules, is expected to go before a judge next month.
Well, it'll be interesting to watch. So you spent time the Duck Mountain, Porcupine Hills area. What does all that logging in those areas look like?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Duck Mountain, again, this is a provincial park. We had to take the back roads to get to where LP is logging. The heavy equipment makes a huge impact. Now, it's not quite barren in those areas, but when a forest is cleared and only a few trees are left, that moose habitat is obviously altered. There's a plant called hazel. It's the brush at the bottom of those forests. It's missing. And according to some of the experts, that foodstuff is not plentiful at all, and that is spelling the problem with a lot of the animals and the moose in particular.
Who else did you speak with?
Well, breakfast Saturday morning at the local chicken chef in Swan River.
As one does.
Yeah, and many of the locals there are nervous about, you know, the 300-plus jobs and all the associated jobs at Louisiana Pacific could be threatened here. And governments really have, you know, made policies in favor of LP. Everybody will talk to you about that. But I also talked to younger members of Pine Creek who are here for the long haul and are demanding a better deal. And they say this is a win-win for everyone.
My family, the Audie family, has been fighting for our rights, treaty and inherent rights to be respected on our lands for generations. It goes, stems back to my grandfather.
Benjamin Young is the land manager and treaty land entitlement manager of Pine Creek. He's a rugby player, a hulking man who knows his history.
We were supposed to share the land and share the resources. And in the 1930s, the federal government enacted the Natural Resources Transfer Agreement that encompassed Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba as a whole, without any consultation to the Cree and Anishinaabe nations of these lands.
Focusing on growth opportunities for his people, he knows the importance of rights, of hunting rights, but also a portion, a cut, if you will, of the logging prosperity and a meaningful seat at the table, plus research. The data on the impact of logging, the environment, climate change, including that moose hunt, a lot of the data, a lot of the studies here cited are from the 1980s and 90s. They need meaningful research. Young says other logging companies get it.
The forest management planning team of Niso Campuino Forestry Management Corporation. It's a limited partnership, company with limited partnership between the Swampy Cree Tribal Council and Canadian Craft. So that's one. Second, I sit on advisory committee for Weyhauser in Hudson Bay. I deal with LP consultations and mountain quota holder consultations. And when it comes to consultations, in the past, they've always developed a plan and brought it to us and have a timeline to do a consultation. With Niso Capuino, we own the largest forest management license in North America. So we're at the table developing the plan. We've created huge change, and that we're going to see coming to fruition in the next coming years. And every First Nation in the Swampy Cree Tribal Council has a seat at that table and is available to add their input.
And Swampy Creek is the eight northern First Nations who are really starting to take control of economic development and stewards of the land as well. Now, Julie, the Manitoba government, and we've seen and covered the stories over the last while since Heather Stephenson has taken over as premier, they're making deals now and announcing deals with First Nation communities. It will be interesting to see if this actually reaches the court next month. I did reach out to both Louisiana Pacific and the Manitoba government for a comment and no response as of yet. But it's encouraging on the one hand to see a generation of young people from Pine Creek, 20-somethings, that are, you know the history and are doing something about it, using the courts to get it done, but an older generation that is working with other younger people that are not engaged in saying that moose hunt is so, so vital. And instead of going to the local areas, they have to go 3.5-4 hours, and they want to bring that language and that moose tradition back, but they can't do it in this area right now. There's either not enough moose or there's that moratorium on the moose hunt, and they're saying this logging component, there has to be way better management and planning for that system.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.